So after we've heard all the testimony for the past week and with more comments yet to come, what is it that you're going to be looking at, and what happens from here?
Well, in addition to all of the issues that we identified in our notice of intent that actually announced the scoping meetings, if we heard additional issues in these seven meetings that we'll be looking into, and then we'll prepare a scoping report, or, you know, it's an in-house scoping analysis of what we received from the public and other agencies and in general, and look at what are the issues we need to address in our environmental impact statement. And then we will start addressing those issues when we write the draft environmental impact statement.
And when does that draft come out?
Well, we had hoped to have one out and in the fall of this year, but they may not be possible. We no longer have a contractor working on it. So.
Okay, so you have to find another contractor.
We'll find another contractor, and then we will proceed with our scoping analysis and preparing the environmental impact statement.
The question actually was raised here, and that is, does the president actually sign off on this presidential permit?
Actually, no. That's been delegated to the Department of Energy. We do have in our files actual documents, presidential permits that were signed by President Roosevelt, as far back as President Roosevelt. So.
And what is your role in all of this?
I'm the document manager, for project manager for the department's environmental impact statement.
Okay. And so with the Northern Pass being, or with Normandel being pulled out of this, I noticed that the official webpage is northernpasseis.us. Is that a Northern Pass page?
No, we required that Normandel set up a webpage for our EIS, and that's our DOE EIS website for this particular project. Every time we have an environmental impact statement, we set up a website to receive comments and to keep people informed.
Okay. And then, so what are the steps that can be taken? I heard something about no action, denial.
At this time, we have two alternatives, the proposed alternative routes that are on the maps that show where the applicant wants to put their proposed power line, and then we have the no action alternative, which would be involving not issuing presidential permit.
Okay. And what happens if there is no action, or if there is a denial of the permit?
Then we don't issue it.
Okay. Does that stop the project, do you know, or is that another answer for somebody else?
That's an answer that would have to be answered by somebody else.